The contentions that the United States put in during the Obama administration and repeated in this administration are that they've developed a system that does not really pass the muster of the treaty. So they say they're in violation, the Russians deny it, but there's a way to resolve it without pulling out of the treaty, and that would be to go back to the table and negotiate and seek an inspection of the material and see if it violates and have them negotiate a pullback on it and a redesign, redevelopment of it if it does, and work on it that way. And I'm sure that there's plenty to talk about on both sides if they want to try that avenue.
Is this the same ploy the president may have used in the NAFTA trade negotiations with Mexico and Canada, eventually reaching a new agreement?
Well, it might be. I know that's what Bob Corker over in the Senate would like to believe. It's probably not the preferred way of most professional diplomats to proceed, and not one that countries are used to. But it seems to be one that this president is willing to try, no matter what the subject matter. But right now, if you take it at face value, I think it's a very dangerous prospect of pulling out of that treaty when there's still prospects of putting it together and having it work. It serves benefits to the Europeans as well as to America and Russia, and doesn't bode well for things like New START and the extension of New START if they start down the path. And that's an important agreement as well.
Why would the president draw China into this, since it's not a party to the treaty?
I can't explain that, man, but I might guess that somebody told him somewhere on the line that China has similar type of weapons that might be banned by the treaty if they were a party to the treaty, and he thought he'd want to try to loop them in. But generally, it's been Russia that's been more concerned with what China has in this arranged than the United States. So whether he's just got it in his mind that somebody mentioned it, or whether he thinks he'd like to have a more inclusive agreement covering more than just two countries, he doesn't really explain in this tweet. It's not enough letters for him to deal with, and I'm not sure he comprehends the whole situation.
Russia seems to leave open the possibility of some sort of accommodation. Is that hopeful?
I think it's there. I mean, I think it was there without all of this showboating about pulling out. It was there if people just wanted to go back to the table and start having a conversation. I'm concerned that John Bolton is starting to run the White House when it comes to foreign policy. And, this is a very pliable president who doesn't often seem to have a mind of his own on these matters and is catching up all the time. And John Bolton has a history, is fixated on not liking international agreements and thinking that they serve no national security interests for the United States. So, it should be a concern to everybody that he's in there instead of as National Security Advisor, pulling together all of the different opinions and views of the various departments. He seems to be setting policy and pushing this president in a direction that could be harmful.